What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today, if you didn't know it, Valentine's Day. And it's a day of love and all that. But honestly, it's a day about relationships, right? If you're in one, you're on the hook for something. Flowers, dinner, a card. Got my wife a card that said Mazel Tov. Told her I'm pretty sure it's Yiddish for Valentine's Day. And if it's not, happy Valentine's Day anyway. True story. Yeah, said Mazel Tov. I'm like, why the hell not? Anyway, but if
you're... I don't think it is.
I know it's not. I was like, that's the card I saw. That's the card I bought. You wanted a card on Valentine's Day. You got a card, and it's Valentine's Day. That's how I roll. But listen, if you're in a relationship, either you're happy about it or you're not. And sometimes you just know, right? We had a guy called into the show last week, I believe. Now, he dated a woman for 5 years, and he knew that they would get along because on their first date, as he explained to us, they were going to have sex in his car. But he farted a nasty fart. The windows were up, and she was like, the hell with it. Let's have sex anyway. And in that moment, he said, all right. This is the woman for me. But, you know, that's how it ended up working out in his favor. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, we have a collection of stories from ex-brides who explain why they canceled their weddings right before they were going to get married. And I mean, sure, people, they respect honesty, but maybe don't tell your fiancé that you want to sleep with her and her sister at the same time. Another would-be bride, she canceled her wedding because her two bridesmaids got into a fight. So why would you cancel the wedding? Well, the two bridesmaids were fighting because they found out that the groom was sleeping with both of them. But like we said, there are signs that you're in a good or bad relationship. And that's what our Positive Friday Valentine's Day question is all about. Today, we want to know, good or bad, what was the defining moment of the relationship?
Be a part of the big show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the KISW on Facebook. Follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but y'all, away we go. Welcome to Season 20, Episode number 4,262. What a large and in charge program we have for you today on this lovely Valentine's Day.
Yeah, love's in the air.
Guaranteed future repeat. It really is, isn't it? I woke up today and just had no idea it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I woke up pissed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, crap, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, got a text from my daughter. Happy Valentine's Day, Dad. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Bang.
Right back at you, man. Good for you.
Right back at you, man.
Exactly. Hope you have a lovely Valentine's Day. Oh, what do we have for you today? The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. What a late night we had last night. We totally forgot because we were at Black Raven a week ago that Ted failed on Ted versus the FCC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot, too.
It was the very last word, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I believe so.
And
yeah.
I screamed it.
You did scream it.
You always scream that.
A full,
I do.
If it's that word specifically, you scream it.
Mm-hmm. Once again, this is number three. The third time, and if not, we retire this Ted versus the FCC, and it has to do with Shifty Shelley and where she sits with her little kitty Tilly.
Yeah.
So that's the Ted versus the FCC try number three coming up today at 4:35. What else do we have for you today? We will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. That's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
And man, oh man, what a jam-packed holiday weekend we have. We have Valentine's Day on Friday. Of course, President's Day is on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
As we celebrate Valentine's Day with our question, we celebrate President's Day with our selections on Bad Choice Friday.
I'm going to pardon myself.
Yeah.
It's on Monday. Yep.
Yeah. I'm out.
Free to do whatever I want.
Okay, so we had a bunch of ideas. We were looking through all of the different presidents that we have had, 47 now?
Seven, 47.
Yeah. Presidents of the United States. We looked at all the names and tried to see what we could match up with two names that also reflected not only music, but presidents of the United States.
It's harder than you think it is.
Yes, we did not want to play, Lump Against Peaches or whatever. We didn't want to do that.
But we already play it.
We also did not want to do the Dead Kennedys because it would just did not seem to be.
We couldn't think of a song that we could actually play.
Well, there's Holiday in Cambodia, but still, the whole idea.
That's about it.
Yeah, exactly. So, no Dead Kennedys. Kate Bush would represent two presidents. However, Running Up That Hill or whatever, not the greatest song on a Friday afternoon. We could have done George Clinton and
P-Funk.
Right. And P-Funk, you know what I mean?
Adam and Gold.
Flashlight.
We could have done Bush against Clinton, you know, if we wanted to do that. So there were options out there.
Could have done Wilson Phillips.
We could have done Wilson Phillips.
Yeah,
Woodrow
yeah.
Wilson. Absolutely. And that was on the list. But what we determined was today, on Bad Choice Friday, we would celebrate the seventh president of the United States.
Because who doesn't celebrate the seventh president?
I mean, he doesn't get a lot of love. Well, he does, monetarily speaking. But the seventh president of the United States of America, that would be one Andrew Jackson. And representing the seventh president, the Jackson Five.
Every time I hear this song, I think of Andrew Jackson.
Yeah. Well,
I wonder why.
No,
probably wasn't a great pairing there, was it? I'm thinking about it. Wonder what Andrew Jackson.
He's like, I had like nine.
He's thinking, yeah.
Jesus.
He's thinking about their mom.
It's true.
Did not think that through at all.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Andrew Jackson.
Terrible idea.
We're just going to move on.
And the Jackson 5 without watch you back. Now that takes on the second president of the United States and also the sixth president of the United States. Second president?
Adams.
John Adams. The sixth president.
Chuck Adams.
John
Quincy Adams.
Quincy Adams. So two Junior. Presidents represented by Brian Adams.
Isn't he Canadian?
Yeah.
Take Canada weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Brian Adams and Run to You. Take it on the Jackson 5 and I Want You Back. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay. Do your American duty and vote for the Jackson 5.
Jackson 5?
Well, we're playing the Canadians in hockey tomorrow.
They keep booing
us.
Did U.S. win last night?
Oh, yeah.
They kicked the crap out of Finland.
Good. Good news.
About time.
Yeah. Today, we're going to talk about the moment in your relationship when you basically either knew that they were the one or the moment that you knew damn well that it's time to get out of here.
Yeah.
Immediately. And everyone has those defining moments from the very first time that you meet someone. Maybe it's, you know, a month or two in, but there's something that happens. And we talk about it all the time in here, you know, the moment that I farted in front of her and, you know what I mean?
And she stuck with me.
Yeah, on the first date or, you know, I threw up or had diarrhea or slipped on a fart and she didn't mind or whatever the deal is. There are defining moments when you go, you know what, man, this is a pretty cool chick.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to think. So with my previous wife, we were living in Baltimore at the time. And at that point in time, when we were doing the show, we did a lot of things with Larry Flint's Hustler Club. He opened up a brand new strip club in downtown Baltimore. And it was, believe it or not, despite the area of town that this place was in, when Hustler Club does a strip club, it is very upscale. Mm-hmm. It's an incredibly nice facility. It's a first-class establishment, from the talent to the bartenders to everything in between. The bouncers are big dudes. There is a security room, which is inside of this facility, that I swear to God, it looks like the inside of an NFL broadcast. It looks like the truck. There's, 20 screens in there. Right. There's cameras everywhere, everything from the cash register to the dance floor to every nook and cranny of that establishment. You are on camera when you go in there. Now, you would never know that by going into a Hustler
Club. Right.
You're just going there to enjoy the time. Steve and I had a fun time there with the DJ, because the DJ was, in fact, a DJ.
Well, that's right, everybody.
Smoke like those summertime. You guys did like a Super Bowl thing there, too.
We did a Super Bowl thing there. We did a number of things. And
they gave us a cordless mic. So the DJ would say his thing, and he sounded like every strip club DJ. And then we'd grab the mic and be like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Roxy's walking up on stage. And it's chick Roxy. She comes running down. I didn't know it was my time to go up there. We were just messing with the guy. Mm-hmm. They never seemed to figure it out.
Yeah, we were kind of hiding. We were doing the announcements, so no one saw us. But so it was the Super Bowl party. And so my girlfriend at the time, like anything else, you kind of want to hang out during the Super Bowl. Well, sure. We're going to be at the Hustler Club. She's like, all right, I'm in. Cool. No worries. Watching the game, blah, blah, blah. I think we got finished basically doing what we were doing.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, she and I, they had these big red chairs where the ladies would offer lap dances.
Yeah.
They were kind of in an open area. It wasn't like you went into a private room. I'm sure that was available. I don't know.
I guarantee it was.
But there were like these big red love seats. And there were like two or three of them kind of like hidden kind of in the back. And she drugged me back there. I'm like, what is going on? So she drags me back there and sits me down on one of these seats. And she starts giving me a lap dance.
Yeah.
This is the girl that I'm dating, right?
All right.
And it's a good lap dance. I mean, it's a really, really, really good lap dance. I mean, she's got a low-cut shirt on. It's a great lap dance. This is fantastic. And all of a sudden, I see these fingers on top of her shoulder. Because it was a dark area. And the fingers are big, fat, and there's a big gold ring on it. And I realize that this guy's wearing cuffs with a jacket on. And I look up. And it is the head of security.
Right.
And he said, you two need to leave now. And I'm like, oh, God. Because
What was the problem?
She was giving me a private dance when that is actually...
She doesn't work there.
No. Right.
This is just my girlfriend.
Okay. Well, all
right. Right. Okay. But we didn't know that. And I was like, oh, God. He's like, were you working here earlier today? And I was like, we just finished up, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, okay, I'm going to let you two stay, but if you get handsy and start touching each other again, you are out of here. She's like, oh, no problem, blah, 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 blah. Let's go get a drink.
Meanwhile, you probably have a raging erection.
I'm like, I'm in love. I'm like, this is if
that's
some,
the moment.
If some, well, it was a defining moment. It was one of those moments where I always remember, like, man, this is a keeper. She did not, she wanted to give me a lap dance
in a
strip club and gave me a great lap dance and, kind of started to, she finagled us a little bit more out of being kicked out of the
game. Sure.
So at that point in time, I'm like, this chick comes to a strip club to watch the Super Bowl and almost gets kicked out with me because her idea is to give me a lap dance in a strip club. And I was like, you know what, man?
Perfect.
Yeah, this is one of those moments where I go, okay, I think I can hang out with her. And then, I did for, another 15 years.
Then got divorced.
That's exactly right. The end. But at the beginning of it, that was very much a defining moment.
For me, I think it's Baltimore again. I am drunk. I am angry at our boss about whatever. When the riot police showed up and all that kind of crap. Riot police show up. I'm spouting off. I don't even remember the whole thing. I remember there was a local news anchor from the local Fox affiliate. Kind of this hot blonde chick. I told her, you have a great vagina. This is on microphone, of course. And she was like, oh, thank you. Even her husband, who I thought was going to kick my ass, is like, oh, she was so happy about that. I'm like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my wife had to help carry my ass down a set of stairs to a parking garage. I wake up the next morning. She wasn't mad. She was like, that was hilarious. I'm like, cool.
Win.
We'll work. We will work. I mean, that's it. Like, that was me being me, man. Sorry. And that was, what, 21 years ago?
Yeah.
Still together.
Yeah.
Like, I can tell a woman she has a great vagina, get the riot police to show up, and you're like, that's hilarious. I'm like, cool. You're going to like me a lot because this is going to happen more.
That was a that was an insane night.
It was an insane night.
For her to put up with all of that crap.
All of that, man. Seriously. She just had a big smile on her face the next day. I'm like, cool. All right.
Yeah. Just some of the things that we did in general back then. For anyone to stay with either, any of us. I mean, it was just.
I didn't have to sweat it.
That would not have been the.
She was listening to Sunset Thomas when we interviewed her.
Right.
And she was like, you guys are unbelievable, but didn't care. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
But, many things like that.
I've also had defining moments that basically said that this is probably the end of a relationship, too.
Well, I've had more of those than good ones.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I mean, things I've gone through in my mind, like, why did you call the cops on me?
Right.
Just because I was intoxicated. Now, that was a long time ago, but at the same point in time, I'm like, I'm not going to be with anyone who doesn't want to talk to me. He just wants to call the cops on me.
Yeah.
Just because I came home drunk and passed out on the couch.
I think that's fair.
I didn't realize you were in bed sleeping. I was so drunk I didn't even know what was going on. I just came in and passed out. Next thing I know, you're like, I'm calling the cops on you. I'm like, why? Because you're drunk. And I'm like,
Did they respond to that?
But I'm sleeping on the couch and I don't care. Like, you know, go ahead. I dare you to call the cops. I'm going to call the cops. For what? Because you're drunk. I know, but I walked home from the bar. I'm sleeping on the couch, and I wasn't bothering you. Why are you giving me a hard time? Because I told you, if you ever got drunk again, I was going to call the cops. Like, I thought you were joking.
Yeah,
next thing I know,
I thought you were joking.
They're at the door. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. You really did that? And I was out. That was one of those dating moments where I was like, it's been about 7 months.
I'm done.
This is not going to work out. I cannot believe you actually went through with this. I thought you were seriously joking. Like,
yeah.
like that was your threat.
What are the cops going to say anyhow?
They basically said, "Why? What did he do? Did he touch you?" And she's like, "No. He just came home drunk, and he fell asleep on the couch. And I told him if he ever got drunk again, that I was going to call the cops."
Were the cops like, "Why?"
And I have another cop with me in the kitchen, and he's going, "What did you do?" And I said, "I came home drunk. What did you say to her?" I didn't say anything. Matter of fact, I was kind of messed up, man. I didn't even know she was. I just figured she was sleeping in the bedroom.
Right.
Instead of bothering her, I fall asleep on the couch. Next thing I know, the door flies open and she's screaming at me. And he's like, "Did that really happen? Did you lay a finger on her?" I'm like, "No, I didn't lay a finger on her. I'm like, I barely stand up, dude." I just basically crawled through the door. I'm like, I am hammered right now. You're sobering me up talking to me.
Right, right, right.
But I have no idea what in the hell I did. And so he goes with the other officer. They corroborate the story. She said, never laid a hand on me. He never said a word to me. He came home drunk. And I told him, if he came home drunk, I'm calling the cops.
So at this point, they realize this woman is crazy.
They basically told
her. Because that's her whole story.
They basically told her that is not.
It's not a reason to call.
It's not a reason to call the cops.
Do not call us.
It's annoying.
Yeah. And then the next question. Whose residence is this? She said, it's my apartment. Do you live together? We 2 months or whatever like that, I've been staying at her place. So when he asked me, I was like, this is not my place. I have been staying here a lot for the last 2 months, but no, I can leave here. Like, I was just trying to sleep it off on the couch.
Dude, I just wanted to sleep.
This is not a big deal. I'm actually in 2 months, I've already signed a lease. I just got to wait to move into my place.
Yeah.
I will have my own place. In the meantime, I'm staying here. And he's like, well, you might have to leave. So I said, that's fine. At this point in time, I want to leave. I don't know if I'm really able to gather my things right now.
Because, again, I'm hammered.
And collectively find a place to go at 2:30 in the morning. But I am going to try my best. And I said, I asked her, I was like, dude, is it okay if I just crash on your couch? I swear to you, I will be up before you wake up. I will be out of this place. And she's like, okay, you can sleep on the couch. And I was like, that's what I was doing.
That's right.
That's what I was doing.
Comes full circle.
Yeah. I woke up and I was like, she called the cops.
That's unreal, man.
And that's what I knew right then. I was like, man, I need to get the F out of here.
Yep.
And run like hell. Good or bad, what was the defining moment of the relationship? 206-803-RUN.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KAISW and KAISW HD1 Seattle.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Want to surprise your gal with the perfect Valentine gift?
No.
Pick up a six-pack of the brand-new 20th Anniversary Lager from Black Raven Brewing.
Yeah, it's for her.
As we celebrate 20 years on the rock. Pick up a package of Men's Room Beer Brats from Uli's Famous Sausage. Make her some dinner at home. Maybe some delicious Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. Make her an amazing dinner and give back to our friends at the Three Fisher House location.
She will thank you if you bring her beer, sausage, and salsa.
I mean,
come on. That is a winning combo.
You're going to hook it up, man.
Any woman would love that.
What is this? This is the most delicious dinner you will ever have in your life. Brats, you got some chips, you got some salsa, and a delicious men's, maybe a Men's Room IPA, whatever you want. Whatever
you should chug the first can and then put a rose in it.
Oh, there you go. See, you're thinking, man.
Or a candle. Yeah. You know, you could light that at the dinner table.
Get the damn rose.
All right.
Maybe haven't you learned your lesson over the years?
Maybe drink two. Boy, that was a defining moment.
Oh, my God.
Your rose color choice or whatever the hell it was.
Just the peculiarities of certain things you learn from people along the way.
I just think it's important, and I say this to anyone that is a florist. Like, look, it's Valentine's Day. You're going to make your money for the year on today, right? Because everything, you jack up the cost and all that. But seriously, we're dudes, okay? So we don't understand the language of romance, all right? So if you're going to sell roses that are not red, our thought, much like our friend Miles here, is like, oh, those look cool. Let me get these. They're unusual. Can you please put up a chart that says, okay,
well,
this color rose means this. This color rose means this. Because I didn't know any of this until you made the mistake of buying roses that were not red.
Well, there's a couple things that went wrong there. First of all, I did not go to a florist.
Where'd you go?
Second of all, I waited.
Where'd you go?
Like Rite Aid or something?
I went to the QFC on 45th of Wallingford.
I mean, that's
the pretty good flower selection there for a smaller QFC location, right? So it is the day of Valentine's Day. I am on my way home. We had gotten off the air. I'm going to come home. I'm going to have the flowers, and we are going to go out to dinner. We already had the reservation. I think we're going to Bizarro that night, Italian food up in Wallingford. So I stop at the QFC. Now, at this point in time, it is 6:30-ish. All right. Okay. It is Valentine's Day. Now, when I go to the flower display, all of the red roses are the ones that look the most pathetic.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What is left is just...
What is left, right, it's been picked over.
The red ones are... The petals are falling off of them. They've opened up. Some of them have started to wilt. Others have, like, brown stains on them.
Right.
Yeah, they just don't look good. But lo and behold, there were a couple other colors of roses. The white roses look really nice. But these yellow roses that I saw, they were the best-looking rose. I mean, bar none. I mean, they're tight little buds.
Yeah.
They're still going to open up. They looked healthy. They were standing on their own. They were available. So I got a dozen.
And they were available,
I got a dozen yellow roses. I walk in the door. I hand her, and they had boxes you could put them in. So I kind of put them in like a display box.
Long-ass boxes.
Yeah, but the idea being when I get home, I'm going to put these in a vase. And
of course.
So I put the box on the counter. I think she was upstairs getting ready. Take them out, put them in a vase, put them in some water, have them on the counter. She comes downstairs, and I said, Happy Valentine's Day. I had a card that I also bought at the QFC. Now we're getting ready to go to dinner, and she looks at the roses, and the look on her face was just of absolute disgust. She could not have been mad. And I'm not reading the room at this point. I have no idea what I've done wrong. I know I'm in trouble a lot. I don't know what I've done this time. I don't know it's that.
Right.
I'm thinking that something else has happened.
She found my cocaine.
That I don't know about. You know, whatever the deal is, I don't know what it is.
She went to my search history.
And then she just walks upstairs without saying a word. And I'm like, oh, God, what? It's Valentine's Day. Like, why right now? What did I do? Like, I haven't done anything. Like, honest to God, I haven't done anything.
Right.
And so I walk upstairs and I'm like, I am so sorry. I don't know what I'm apologizing for. But What is going on? She's like, you bought me yellow roses. And I was like, well, I stopped by the QFC. Most of the roses were pretty picked over. I could have got you a really nice bouquet of something else, other different flowers.
Right.
That were already pre-made. They looked really nice. But they just didn't seem to say Valentine's Day. They're like, this is a thing you would take to your mom on her birthday. Like,
sure.
Kind of a, you know, like a nice table bouquet or whatever. It just didn't seem romantic. So I was like, so I got the yellow roses. She's like, do you know what yellow roses mean?
No, we're guys.
And I was like, I don't know.
Wait, what do you mean? I know nothing about this. Until you explained to me how much S you caught for buying yellow roses. And Ted, you always say, dude, just buy red roses. Don't question anything.
No, different colored roses have different themes, right? So, like, for instance, like you were right. The carnations, whatever you're looking at, are for, like, buying your mom. So are yellow roses. So it's just simple that, like, red is passion. Rose is something else. Just, like, it's Valentine's Day. If they don't have red roses, then switch to something else.
Look, man, you stick to that. You just said, dude, just buy red roses. Okay. But honestly, like Miles is saying, you know, even I understand you got the yellow roses because the red one's been picked over, right?
Yeah.
But up until you told me that story, I may have picked, like, orange because it looks different. It's cool, you know, something like that. I did not know the
Think about it this way. Have you ever bought red roses for a girl you're not in a relationship with?
No.
Okay.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
But I don't know that I've ever bought roses for
you. I bought flowers for a girl before because, like, I don't know, she was going through a tough time or something. But I specifically did not buy red roses because it's like, that's romantic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. So
you're red, better, this so is the way we are for
red,
sure.
Red roses do mean love.
Sure,
so if you're on your way home, please, guys, I know if you're last minute, listen to this, all right?
No, I get that. I just assumed, I understand red roses are love, but to me, up until you told me the story however many years ago it was, I just assumed all roses kind of meant the same thing, and the florist had these other colors if you wanted to be different or creative. I did not realize that if you give her, you know, yellow roses, it means something entirely different.
I would say the real lesson here is that don't wait till 6:30 p.m. on Valentine's Day to get flowers.
Absolutely.
Seriously, right?
No question. I at the time, I guess we were in the other building. I could have bought them before I came in, put them in the refrigerator at work, and then took them. I mean, trust me, man. I just figured, man, I'll just stop on the way home. This is the
easiest. It seems so simple.
This is the easiest way to do this. So, red means love, obviously.
Right.
We've established that. Purple roses mean passion.
Yeah. Or go Huskies.
What would the circumstance be that I get
passion and infatuation.
Okay, so we're not dating, but I want to let you know that I want to get up in those guts. Here are some purple roses.
I mean,
purple
but acceptable? For you guys as Ravens fans and because of Husky fans,
sure.
I feel like purple roses, those two situations get used a lot.
A little bit different, okay. Yeah, no
would
doubt.
Would that have flown, do you think? Passion. Infatuation.
I think so. Because you're telling, at that point, really?
No.
Okay. Because even though you're married and, like, you give her purple roses, like, hey, I still find you attractive. Like, I want to, let's do something tonight. Ted's like, stick with the red.
Well,
the look you're giving me is, just stick with red.
All right. I've had three serious relationships.
Yeah.
Right? There was one girl, she legit did not care.
Okay.
So, like, it wouldn't matter. But the other two girls were closer to, like, Miles' ex, which is like, you need to get red roses.
Okay, all right. Rule of thumb. Burgundy means devotion.
I'm not sure that I can always tell the difference.
I think I could have pulled off burgundy because it's just a darker red.
See, that's the thing. I can't really tell the difference between burgundy. Like, burgundy to me is just dark
burgundy
red.
Burgundy basically but is I would Washington Commanders. You know, that's burgundy.
Right, but okay. To me, that's red.
Lavender means unique love.
But what is the circumstance? How do you express, who do you give that to let them know it's unique love? I'm just trying to think, what is
your side action?
Yeah. situation?
It's unique. Because we're both married.
Any of the reds, the pinks, the
pinks basically mean appreciation and gratitude. So that's a thank you flower.
But they're closer.
Yeah.
But it's still thank you. So
you give those to your mom then.
Okay.
Thank you for being my mom. Yeah. Here's some pink roses.
Salmon. That means
Jesus
desire.
Christ.
Desire and excitement. Yes.
Is the salmon just pink?
It's salmon. It's like if you have pink pants.
You just got the wrong. You got the worst choice of. If somebody knows roses, you got her the absolute worst.
The
one
absolute worst. One.
Peach means thanks.
Okay.
Cream means thoughtfulness.
Okay, maybe someone's going through a bad time.
One of them
or
heady chicks.
White means innocence. All right. Black is mourning.
Well, yeah,
they do have black roses. Blue is mystery. Green is good news.
So what is the circumstance I give someone a blue rose? I'm just trying to think, like, they can see
secret admirer. They've announced they're pregnant.
Okay.
Good news. Right.
Ted, you are good at this, man.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You should be a florist and say, listen, man, if you're not getting red roses, let me explain the circumstance for these different colors, bro.
There's, again, he's beating around the bush. Get to the color you got her. There's only two that stand out if you've ever thought about buying roses. There's red runs for somebody you're in a relationship with, and then there's what Miles got.
Okay. So, yellow means friendship.
Right.
Those are the ones
that I basically went home and, like, slugged her in the shoulder and were like, love you, bud.
Yes.
So, that's a high five.
All right, Ted, you know the colors pretty well. Do you know what the number of roses mean? If I give you 15 roses, what does that mean?
You've got to be kidding.
If I give you 15 red roses, what is that? Or 15 whatever roses, what does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know that one.
I'm truly sorry. I effed up.
All right.
Please forgive me.
Then guys should know that one.
Well,
we're the ones that are ever going to buy flowers as an apology. Like, we should definitively know that. I did not know that numbers play into this crap.
Come 13 on. Roses. What if I send you 13 roses?
I'm guessing death in the family or something.
You don't know me. I'm a secret admirer.
Okay. All right.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, might as well just buy her a star.
Good call.
I had a buddy that did that once. It went as bad as you could think it went.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he think that's actually a thing? I bought you a star. No, well, you didn't. You just gave someone money.
Here's the truth, right? I think a lot of us at 19, 20, whether or not, like we can talk about the term friend zone another time.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of us that get stuck there, right?
Sure.
Now, sometimes you'll say something, sometimes you won't, right? I think if you like somebody, you might as well say it. Worse, you know, she'll say no. But this guy, he bought her a star and then bought her a star. They were always together, but not together. And then basically she was like, this is creepy. We're not hanging. Like, I don't think they ever hung out as friends again.
Damn. So where did he give her the star?
I remember you could, like, buy a star and name it.
Did you get a plaque or what is the...
Whatever it was, he gave it to her and she was like, this is creepy. As opposed to if he had just been like, hey, I like you more as a friend. That's awkward. But after a few months, you'll get past that.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
You know what I mean? Like, I've done it. And I'm still friends with that girl today. I didn't buy her a damn star, though.
Yeah, all right. I bought you the star.
That was the guy that gave her the star, a creepy guy.
Or did he just swing and miss?
He just swung and missed bad.
Worse than the yellow roses. Is that worse? Because I basically just ruined the entire night without even knowing that
I think that's worse than the yellow roses. Because the yellow roses, you go, look, we're dudes. I didn't know. Now I know. I can apologize. The star, that's permanently stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you bought me a star. You think that's how that
works.
What's
the number if I'm asking you to marry me and I have a bouquet of flowers?
22.
How many roses do I need? If
21.
I'd say one.
Higher.
Oh, higher.
Higher.
2,000?
Higher.
50.
Higher.
100.
A little higher than 100.
101?
108.
108 roses.
108 roses.
Oh, it spells out the letters and will you marry me?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
It costs you a lot less money to say, hey, do you want to get married?
Well, Ted, you said before you dated someone who you believed to be that was maybe racist.
Well, yeah, I mean, a couple months, yeah.
Okay, well,
she said some things that I would not agree with. And generally, I would say, hey, what you're saying there is racist, and this is where you're wrong, but...
Okay,
but I knew it wasn't going to last, and the sex was awesome.
All right.
So I would just shut up, take it.
But when was the first time that you heard her say something where you went, uh-oh?
Oh, boy.
Like you looked over and went, what?
Oh, within a couple weeks. Really? It wasn't blatant. She wasn't like dropping the N-word, but just, yeah, it was just, I just remember. Look, I can tell you, I can remember at our old job sitting outside where there was like that Taco Del Mar and a pizza mart.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember just sitting there on the phone and a couple times putting it down like, oh, man, she races herself.
But the sex is so good.
Yeah. I'm just going to hang on as long as I can.
And did she just randomly bring this stuff up or were you just having conversations?
We were talking about something and I can't, there's just a way, you know, like you're talking to somebody in a bar sometimes, the way they say something, your head just like,
oh boy, yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Right. Okay. And I mean, like, for Thrill, it's kind of cut and dry because he's black.
Yeah.
But for us, like, people will say stuff to me all the time and I'm like, do I want to, like, I'm tired. Do I want to get into it with this dude and, like, educate him?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're not overtly, but there is a way to say stuff.
Have you ever fought through a woman who you knew might be racist based on something she said, but, again, the sex?
No, because I wouldn't think that a racist chick would date me.
Well, I know
in the first one, right. But I have dated a chick whose father was certainly racist, and she... really, she wanted me to meet her father, not because she thought I was going to make him better. She just kind of wanted to piss off her dad, right? Because we're like 19, 20 years old. So, you know, as an act of rebellion, she wanted to bring me home, right? And I understood that. And I'm like, no.
So you're using me as a prop.
Yeah, but you're using my penis as part of the prop, so I will deal with this as long as I can. I never met her dad. We had sex a couple times, and then finally I'm like, if it's coming down to that, like, I got to cut it loose. But Ted, kind of like you, I'm like, it's so good. I know this is not going to last, right? I understand.
Correct.
What's going
on
here.
She was only dating me to get back at an ex of hers. Like, I saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
The racist girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, was she the one who came and got her pillow?
Yes.
What was that?
But she kept a hoodie, right?
No, it was like one of those things. Like, there was like an autograph I'd gotten her. She had like this body pillow. She's like, I'm not talking to you. And I was like, okay.
So what, she did like a drive-by, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What, she pulled up and rolled down the window, and then you put the pillow
right,
on
I was like, all right, everything all right? And she just rolled up the window and took off. And
damn.
Then, you know, she called me like 2 days later. You know me. I was like, nope. Delete number. Make sure we don't drug text. And never heard from her again.
Okay. Racist and cold.
Racist. Yeah. God, man. She was good.
But the sex is
Right, I mean, it was only like 2 months, but man. Yeah. I don't know. I still go back and forth on that one.
Or could you have fought through it? Maybe could you have shown
No, should I have just stopped then and been like, hey, you're just being racist. But
no, small, listen.
But I mean, little head was like, dude, I don't know.
But if you don't make someone stop being racist by saying you're being racist, they'll tell you why they're racist. They will justify the thing. But in the meantime, you're tapping that. So it's like, look, there's nothing you can do to change who she is. But you can get up in those guts while she's being the a-hole that she is.
Correct.
Right? For as long as you can. Then you can't take it anymore. It's like holding your breath in the pool. Right? You'll hold your breath in the pool longer than you would normally just hold your breath, and then when you cannot take it anymore, you just pop your head.
Do you ever think to yourself for 1 second during this thing, maybe there's a chance I can bring her back from the dark side, or maybe that's not the right analogy?
No, it wasn't that deep.
Well, you know what I mean. Sometimes.
No, I mean, look, the writing was on the wall from the beginning with that one. So I was just like, all right, it's good. I'll wait as long as I can to kind of stretch it out.
I think there's a lot of relationships like that. I mean, look, I've gotten in relationships. They weren't racist, as far as I know. But, like, you're dating this person. And even on the first date, it's kind of like...
It would be very hard to date somebody of a different color than, like, every once in a while.
Oh, they're racist.
Yeah, just be like, oh, I got to get around my white friend so I can be racist again.
But, I mean, it's just like, look, man, we're dating. I know this is not going to last, right? You can feel it in your bones.
Yeah.
But we're both getting laid, man. I mean, and it's awesome. You know, it's like, what, Night Moves for Bob Seger. Dude says we're basically just using each other for sex. I'm like, I get it. Mm-hmm. I know why I'm here. I'm just a prop, and that's all right, man. We both know it's not going to last. But as long as we can tolerate it, like, we don't even like each other, but as long as we can tolerate each other, let's just keep having sex. That conversation sucks, or it's boring, or I hate the way you laugh, or whatever the hell it is. But man, oh, man, when we shack up, it's awesome. Like you said, Ted, it goes like 2 months, and finally you're just like, all right, can't do it anymore. But I got mine. I got mine.
My first time I got married, I was 25 years old, and there was a group of people about that age that were actually getting married at that time.
Super popular age.
Sounds young, but it, at the time it seemed like the normal thing to do.
Sure.
So I can't remember if we were engaged or if we had gotten married yet, or if this was a little bit before that or whatever the deal was. But one of her friends is getting married. All right. Okay. And it wasn't too far away. It was a drive. It was up in north of Pittsburgh. So probably like a 3-hour drive to get to where we're going. This is where the family wedding is going to be. We get there the night before the wedding. I had met her husband maybe once, the guy that she's marrying. And their friend group, they were kind of out with the people they grew up with, their fathers, their uncles. The guys were kind of doing their thing, but they were already out. I wasn't really included in that group.
Right, right, right.
But my girlfriend, whatever she was at the time, those girls were definitely going out that night.
All right.
Not a big deal. I'm in downtown, Sewickley or whatever the hell it was, and there's a bar. There's plenty of bars. I'm like, look, you guys go out. Trust me, I can find my way.
Yeah.
I can go out and have a good time on my own. So I end up in this bar, and as the evening goes on, and they knew where I was, and this is pre-cell phone days.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to be in one of two places. You guys go have fun. Well, I'm in there at about 11 o'clock, and I'm like, things are kind of winding down, and I'm like, yeah, for me, I'm getting there and on the way. Here come the group of girls in.
Okay.
You know, the whole pile. They're coming in.
This is your wedding.
This is my...
Or your buddy's wedding.
My girlfriend's friend's wedding.
All right.
So I did not know any of these people at all, really. Okay? So I am there. I am at the bar. They all saddle up to the bar. I sit beside the bride. There's a couple of the things going on. We start doing shots. We start hanging out. She's kind of drunk. My girlfriend is down at the end talking to her other friend. Blah, 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 blah. So me and the bride do a shot. The person beside me does a shot. We start talking. I look over, and this girl's just staring at me in my eyes. And I'm like, what? What is going on?
The bride or the other? That's some other
joke. The bride.
Oh, boy. Now, oh, boy.
The bride. Now, the bride's got her hand on my thigh. At the bar. This is the night before her wedding. And I'm like, hey, man. Like, you know, like, and she's like, and she keeps putting it. It's a fun game for her.
Right. She won't stop doing
this. This is cutesy. And then she kind of like leans in and blah, blah, blah. And I can see my wife going out there like, she's flirting with, you know, whatever. She didn't care. And I'm like, this is very, because her sister was there. Like, this girl's sister was part of this party.
If her sister wasn't there, would you?
And the hand was not just on the thigh.
Right.
It wasn't one of those things. Because we're sitting up at the bar, and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. And the entire time of that wedding, I'm like, that you're like felting me up in the bar.
Right.
Like, this is not going to work out between anybody.
You know? Oh, yeah.
So I just kind of like, and the whole time I was like, someone's going to say something. Someone's going to tell somebody. Like, the whole time I just had this nervous feeling.
But you
like,
get your ass kicked by all these dudes.
Or, yeah, exactly. Because I'm like, someone, I know, there's three people in here who saw that.
Right.
And they're all in the wedding. They're all up on stage. Someone's going to say something. Fortunately, that never happened.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Are they still married?
I don't know because I'm not married to that woman anymore.
Oh, yeah. You lost your contact.
I did. I lost my nieces. I lost, I used to be an uncle.
Oh, yeah. You lose like half the family, man.
When you get divorced, you're not an uncle anymore. You lose all your friends.
How good or bad, what was the defining moment of the relationship? 206-803-ROCK.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.